chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. We're going to read, starting in verse 1, we'll read down to verse 9. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways, pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. There fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it came as the blood of the dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers, the fountains, the waters, they had blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, was, and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. The men were scorched with great heat, blaspheming the name of God, which had power over these plagues. They repented not, giving glory. Now last week we kind of introduced this chapter, and the chapter deals with the seven vial judgments. Excuse me, seven vial judgments and seven bowl judgments. They're called both. And we saw that the wrath of God was about to be poured out upon the earth. The seven angels are about to come out of the heavenly smoke-filled temple to do God's holy work, justice, and judgment on God's holy work. Man has done nothing at all but worship the Antichrist, the devil in human skin, bowing to his image, which is the abomination of desolation. That's Matthew 24. The true God, the eternal, just God, is angry. Angry. I don't blame him one little bit. He cannot, nor will he allow this iniquity to go unjudged. The work of the seven angels with the seven vials of wrath is all part of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, as seen in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Now remember, when the seventh seal is opened, the seventh trumpet judgments begin. And when the seventh trumpet sounds, seven vial judgments. I want to clarify here something. Earlier, I don't remember exactly what chapter we were in. I think it might have been during the seven seals. I said that all these judgments are parallel. And I said at that time that they all run at the same time. I erred in saying that, but I just wanted to clarify that. And I'm surprised nobody called me out. But they do not run all at the same time. Like I just said, the seven seals, when the seventh seal is open, the trumpet judgment starts. The seventh trumpet sounds, then the seven vial judgments begin. They run concurrent. That means they run one right after the other. One right after the other. They parallel each other. Excuse me. In the fact that they are very similar in what takes place, as we will talk about, as we talked about previously. Some of them go right along with the the plagues that were that took place in Exodus.
There you go.
And when I say that they run parallel, that's what we're talking about. They run right along with each other in that they are similar in what happens. Now, we saw it in verse 1. We just talked about what happens in verse 1. These final judgments will climax God's plan, leading to the fall of Babylon once again. And that will also signal the glorious return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the earth. Now let's look in verse 2. And first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. There fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. I can be fine on one, but you know, I stand up here and start teaching, I have problems. Grievous sores. Grievous sores. This judgment reminds us of the sixth plague that took place in Egypt. The sixth plague that took place in Egypt in Exodus chapter 9, verses 8 to 12. Now, this judgment will not kill just one third of the men of the earth's population, as we saw in Revelation chapter 9, verse 15, but will affect all men destined for hell. All men destined for hell, as we saw in Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. Now, all those that are destined for hell are those who have rejected the final call of Christ in Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Now that is where the people went around to all the nations shouting the gospel, giving the gospel to all the nations, all the world. They were given one more chance to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Those who have rejected them, all those who have rejected them, are destined for hell. All those who have taken the mark of the beast on their hands or foreheads will now have the mark of God upon them. Ulcerated sores. Now, if you've ever had a boil, I'll have it on my elbow. I was able to get rid of it, they had to lance it, and there was a big old core in that thing. I mean, it was nasty looking. Bunch of puffs and mess came out of it, and that you feel all right. And then they took that core popped out. You ever seen Dr. Pimple popping? What Dr. Pimple popping? What Dr. Pimple popping? You'll be amazed. But I can't even imagine having these sores all over your body. I'm covering your body. Head to toe. I just can't even begin to imagine. Lord, I want to. They prefer the mark of the beast to suffering for God. They'd rather have the mark of the beast on them, the mark of the Antichrist, the 666 in their forehead or on their hands, rather than suffering for the cause of Christ. They'd rather enjoy those 7 years of tribulation, they think. They'd rather run along with Antichrist for 7 years and suffer for an eternity. rather than search for God, you never have to search again for an eternity. They prefer the mark of the beast to suffering for God, and now they're going to suffer anyway. They will eventually suffer for an eternity.
Amen.
The festering, painful sores will probably cover the mark of the beast, which was perhaps activated through chemical or electronic means. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could be. Now, whatever substance the angel pours out on the earth, germs or otherwise, will perhaps react with the mark. Will perhaps react with the mark and infect it with incurable pain. Incurable pain. Now, almost the entire population of the world is suffering during this time. Constant pain. And I can tell you this. Constant pain affects a person's disposition.
Yeah.
Affects a person's disposition.
Yeah.
It makes it very difficult at times to be able to get along with others. I don't know how many of you have ever been in pain. I've suffered with severe, very severe pain at times. It's not pleasant. I mean, when it goes for days at a time, weeks at a time, months at a time, it can change the whole outlook, the whole bunch of things. Well, it can't. It's not very pleasant. Pain that I have suffered won't even compare the pain that these people have suffered during this time. Won't even come close to me. I'd much rather go through what I've gone through, what I've been through, than have to feel what they're going through.
That's right.
This is going to be the most horrible time there ever was. Human relations will be at the very worst. The very worst. What a terrible price man will pay for not leaving God. For not leaving God. Let's look at verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. Every living soul died in the sea. And here once again we see God turning water into blood, just as he did in the land of Egypt, and that's the scene in Exodus 7, Exodus chapter 7, verses 17 through 21. God can do it once, he can do it again.
Yes, sir.
And actually, at this point, God has done it twice. The second time was during the second trumpet blast, as seen in Revelation 8, verse 8, when one third part of the sea became blood. Now, here, at this time, All the seas, the bodies of the seas turned to blood.
Right.
Not just one third part of it, but all of it. The whole entire oceans, all over the world, turned to blood. God is holding nothing back. He's letting them have it with both barrels. And every creature in the sea will perish at this time when the seawater will turn to blood. Now, seawater and salt water is almost the identical composition of human blood. Whatever the angel adds to the seawater will turn it to blood. Not the blood of life. Not the blood of life. The literary text. Verse 3. It says, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. The blood of a dead man. This will cause a vast amount of decay. The dead creatures of the sea, which will in turn cause a horrible, unbearable stench. Can you imagine all the sea life? You ever smell dead fish? Rotting fish? If you don't know what it smells like, come by my house and just recently some trash. You come on by there and get you away. You probably stand out the road. Fell it in with the wind closed. Yeah. Probably will. All the dead creatures of the sea cause horrible stench. I mean, you name whatever's in the sea, and it's going to die. It's going to be dead. It's going to be in there. It's going to be decaying in this blood, the blood of the sea. It's going to be decayed, it's going to be rotting, it's going to stink, and that stench is going to be smelled all over the world. That's just from the sea. That's exactly right. Just because the water's turned to blood does not mean that the seas won't be doing what they currently do. Got the waves. Like Brother Dave said, caused a lot of this stuff to wash up on the beaches. One dead white line, you know how you know that would smell like? Or a dead white line. That's going to be everything. That's right. There's every living soul because creatures of the sea apparently have a soul. Apparently. Well, there's, you can tell me in the Bible what it says dead animals go to heaven. I'll agree with it. Otherwise, I'd be talking about it. I've never seen it. The Bible says they perish. They perish.
They have no soul.
Okay, let's close that. No.
I remember back when we talked about the third one, I believe it was seven trumpets. Seven trumpets. The second trumpet blasts. I have to see one third part of the sea became blood. And they talked about the ships on the water. Mm-hmm. One third part of them would be destroyed as well. So,
doesn't it say in Genesis that God moved into man and left him out of him, and man became a living God? Somehow. Because he never says that about man.
Right. Okay, so now think of it. Earth dwellers during this period have shed blood of God's people. They've shed blood, I get you to the second point. They have shed the blood of God's people. All the earth dwellers have taken the mark of the beast, have done nothing but try to slay those that still stand for Christ. Bloodthirsty. So, why should God not give them what they deserve? Why should he not pass judgment on them?
Amen.
They are passing judgment on his people. Why would he not? It's only right that they should have drink blood. That symbolizes life of the flesh is in the blood. Life of the flesh is in the blood. That's Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. And symbolize salvation. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
That's 1 John 1, verse 7. It now becomes a symbol of condemnation and death. Wait, hold on, there's more. The third vial extends the destruction to all bodies of water throughout the whole world. All fresh water. Which will be next week. I know any sits in the bang on that chair. Hang on just a second, brother. Go ahead, Troy.
I like the way you put it, Brother Anthony. I'm glad you, the Lord teaching this fast, how you go back to Exodus, with the plague. But right. I like the best part is what kept the children of God safe was the putting the blood of the lamb over the threshold, which we know the Spirit is the Spirit of God, his blood on that cross and us.
Right.
But the word Leviathan comes to me in the sea. And you look up the word Leviathan, it's in the scripture, okay? In which it's sea creatures, probably demonic, which they probably do have a soul because it's going to go to hell eternal, okay? Very similar to the word Nephilim, which is in the scripture. You rarely hear preachers speak of that, okay? But right. It's all biblical. But just like I said, study it, read it, like the book of Daniel, because it's all go hand in hand with the book of Daniel,
absolutely.
Okay?
There's a lot in Daniel.
Right.
A lot in Daniel, a lot in Isaiah, a lot in Ezekiel, And there are many other persons in the Bible that refer to what is going to happen in the book of Revelation.
Amen. Amen.
Next week we'll see some of those. Rob?
Hey, so you could